Walls, may I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for Tom. Is he in?
May I ask who's calling, please?
This is Elias from Bank of Cardiff.
From where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Just one moment.
I think it was based on some financing we did a couple years back with some capital. So based on that...
Hello.
Hey, Tom. How's it going today?
It's going well.
I know you're busy. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that we mailed you, to you. It was based on some financing you guys did with GE back in 2013. Is that ringing a bell?
It might. What are you up to?
Okay, Tom, I didn't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to let you know that I work in a specific branch of the bank that helps with the construction industry. We help generate more growth for businesses and also become a resource for financial challenges. Because of that past financing, I think that would be a good reason to have a conversation. Is that something that you might be interested in?
Well, what do you finance? Inventory, or what do you finance, I guess?
We have a couple different programs. We have a working capital program, which allows you to access unsecured cash. We also have equipment financing program, which, based on your credit, usually runs in the mid-single digits. But what are you guys looking to do? What kind of projects are you working on right now?
Well, if it was GE, we use GE just for a credit line for new and used inventory that we have.
Okay, so, okay. I can understand that.
GE got bought out, and now they're Wells Fargo, I believe.
Yeah. And one thing we can actually help you do there, I know if you're looking for inventory, we actually can access more cash than they might be able to give you in credit. So they base it off your net income, whereas we base it off your top-line revenue. What was your gross annual sales last year?
I don't have it here in front of me. Hold on a second.
Well, what would be an approximate?
Give me the name of your company again, because I don't know who you are.
Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank. We specialize in helping certain industries.
D-I-F-F,
as in Frank Frank.
Cardiff, okay. And your name is?
Elias, E-L-I-A-S.
Since Wells Fargo has taken it over, you know, they're under a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand. This is something we might be able to
have. I met with a trade show, and, you know, they's all gingo to take care of my new and used inventory, and now all of a sudden it's kind of like they're not calling me every other day like they was. But I would like to know what you got for inventory for me.
Right
now I think we're set up. I think it's about 900,000 with them now.
Okay.
And I'd like to find something easier to do someplace with. I mean, is yours, you got curtailments? Do you have just a payback on the 900,000, or is it just a loan for 900,000, or what would you do?
If you're looking for 900,000, well, given that your gross annual sales, I might be able to get you that, but it really just depends on that. So we can usually free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales.
You don't remember, what's our gross annual sales for last year? Sorry, I'm totally blank. Normally I have that stuff up in my head, but I've been working on other...
Totally okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay. I understand. I caught you at a weird moment. Do you guys ever do equipment as well? Or is it just usually that
no,
you're looking for it?
We do equipment, but I have not needed any equipment lately.
Okay.
The last trucks I went ahead and purchased me personally. And I leased them back for the business just for a write-off. But
okay, yeah. I mean, that's something you can consider for the end of the year. I know this last quarter's coming up, and you can maybe take advantage of some Section 179, get a little bit of tax rights on your equipment.
Yeah, it was just about $2.8 million. $2,794,000 was our gross sales last year.
Okay, so looking at that, just give me one second. We should be able to free up about $420,000 in unsecured cash. So that's not credit. It's a kind of like a proposed payback. Is there a deadline that you have?
Yes.
Okay. When is that? Just so we can kind of.
Well, no deadline. I thought you said debt. No, I don't have a deadline.
Oh, okay.
No, I know. I'm with them now. Things are working great. I'm just looking for different avenues to go through.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we're not.
We're selling. I went to this trade show and I did not order any inventory because I wasn't happy with the terms I have now on curtailments and stuff. So that's why we was looking at different avenues.
Okay. Yeah, I can understand that. Like I said, we can get you up to $420 in unsecured cash, which will let you pretty much do whatever you want.
Sure.
And for that financing. My phone number is going to be 858-299-6004. Is there a good email? I can send you some more information.
That's what I'm going to ask you to do. It's Tom, T-O-M.
Okay.
At Walls, W-A-L-L-S, M as in Mary, H as in Henry.com.
Okay, I have Tom at Walls, M-H.
.com.
Okay, fantastic. Alrighty, my friend. I just have a couple more questions. Like, how much would your return on investment be on this this inventory?
We try to turn most of these units, you know, two times a year. So, and we just picked up a new product line, Big Tex trailers, that is turning just a little bit faster than that too. So.
Okay. So,
looking to grow, but I just don't want curtailments and all that inventory there, especially coming up on the winter here. I mean, when you got to pay, you know, $7,000 to $8,000 in curtailments on a month, kind of takes care, you know, some of your profit. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand.
And what kind of interest rates are y'all?
We have a fixed rate, so it's not an interest rate. It's actually just at the end, you're just gonna have a balance that you're gonna have to pay on top of what you
sure. So what would that balance be?
It really just depends on everything that you send in. I can send you the application within 24 hours. I can get you an answer.
Okay.
We're easy. It's only like a one-page application. I think it's like one-page application, 6 months based bank statements,
okay.
And your first two pages of your tax return.
Okay.
Do you think you'll be able to get that for me?
Yeah. Well, get me the stuff on your company so I can check you out, and then we'll just go from there. How's that?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you take credit cards by any chance, or is that just...
Yeah,
okay.
Do.
Is that, like, more than 20% of your business?
No.
Okay. Well, I would say just in case, if you have those four months of merchant processing, I would take that, too, just in case. But other than that, yeah, it's just the one-page application, 6 months of bank statements... The first two pages. I'll send you all this information as well.
Okay,
how would you rate your credit, though, just in case?
Oh, it's very good.
Very good?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well over 700, so.
Okay. And what happens if you don't get financed? Are you just going to go back to Wells Fargo?
No, we're with them now. I'm just shopping.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. And we
just
do
shopping.
Have a match or beat policy, so if they give you an offer... Like, we can usually either match or beat it.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah. Alrighty, I'm going to send you all this information. If you want to take the time, fill it out today, and I'll have an answer for you tomorrow and give you a call.
I don't think I can get it done today because I'm in the middle of a bunch of other projects, but I will definitely check you out and get back with you here.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there a good time to follow up? Are you usually in the mornings, afternoons?
Usually mornings.
Okay, I'm going to follow up with you on... Let's say next Monday. How's that sound?
That'd be fine. Thank you, sir.
Alrighty. I'll send you this info, and I'll talk to you next Monday.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.